Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome back. It's Magic Round. It's Parramatta 28, Warriors 12 with 22 minutes left in the game. Parramatta 28, Warriors 12. The next game up is Melbourne Dragons. Dan will call that one for you as Triple M rocks the footy. And right now it's time for this. Oh, yes, it's a segment we all love, the Raging Bull. It's so popular, it's even got its own sponsor now. Our friends at Apricity Finance turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice for finance facility from...
It's a flexible invoice finance facility.
Well, that's what when I do my voice exercises now, I say a flexible finance facility from Apricity Finance.
Yes, and you know how last week you said, oh, I'll say good day to Gav. His name's actually Lyndon and Tony, so they... flew up and brought their kids here to watch the whole weekend.
What, and they left Gav behind? That's a bit rude.
Yeah, Gav, mate.
Poor Gav. 1-300-APRICITY, APRICITY. What are you raging about today, Mr. Apricity?
Our game is as tough as it's ever been. It's as clean as it's ever been. I just want it in 5 years' time to keep on looking like rugby league. I know what Villani's and Andrew and what we're trying to do is make sure that everybody wants to play our game, but sometimes we shouldn't apologise for who we are. And I thought on Friday night we jumped at shadows. I thought the referees and the officials and obviously the players towed a little bit more in line. And yesterday was a great afternoon of rugby league. But I just want to hope that when I look at, and I'm going to use other sports, and I know the UFC and there's boxing and all that, they've been around for a long time and they're going to be, and UFC's the fastest growing sport. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but rugby league has never been everybody's cup of tea. It's never been Reedy's cup of tea. He went and played soccer. Some other guys go play rugby union. Some guys play AFL. Some people row. Some people play tennis. It's never been everybody's cup of tea, and we don't have to make it everybody's cup of tea.
Beautiful.
And that's what I'm thinking, that hopefully they're not trying to do that. And I know the class action, and this is one thing I'm going to say right now. I knew what I was signing up for. So the NRL has to do something about this. Players, when you sign up for rugby league, there's a chance that you're going to get injured. There's a chance that you do your knees. There's a chance, you know, that you're going to get a black eye and get smacked in the mouth every now and then. But that's the risk you take to play a game.
Gordon, we've got to make sure people keep drinking the tea. That's the problem. When I was a kid, my mum wouldn't let me play rugby league because she was worried about me 40 years ago now. Yeah. What about mums now worrying about their kids playing rugby league?
What about Ronnie Coote?
What about Ronnie Coote?
Well, he's played through the toughest era. And, and like, and have a look at him, a dapper man, a great businessman.
There's plenty of blokes who've come through.
You know, George
Papone's
a doctor. So
there are.
There's so many people that come through. John Rebo's a super successful, and they come through the toughest era.
But, Gordy, if you don't listen to the science.
My nana never played a game of rugby league, and she got dementia. She was in a nursing home and didn't know who I am. So it doesn't tell you. You don't have to play rugby league not to know.
But probably pretended she didn't know.
But the science says, Gordy, that if you keep getting hit in the head, it's going to increase your chances of being affected by it.
Okay,
that's science.
Okay, so you want me to go dig holes for the rest of my life because that's what I was qualified to do. If I'm prepared
to
take,
still play football.
If I'm prepared to take that risk, you've got to let me take that risk.
You can still play football.
If I'm prepared to take that risk, you've got to let me take that risk.
No, because as leaders of the game...
So let's ban boxing too.
No, as leaders of the game...
So let's ban boxing.
The leaders of
this
game
have
to make sure the risk is minimal. The risk is reduced.
And it has for 100 years. It's been a penalty if you got hit in the head. It always has been. Tyson Gamble's tackle wasn't a penalty 5 years ago,
Gordy,
not in my era.
But, Gordy, over the remaining weeks of the year, I'm sure you'll find that Tyson Gamble tackle won't suffer the same punishment because the game, as Trent Robinson said, will recalibrate.
I love our game. I just hope that the DNA of our game, the ones that everybody rusted on, the ones that all walked here to watch it, still want to watch it. I want to know... Have the ratings dropped? and the fans drop since they've taken away the punching and the shoulder charge. Give me that stat.
I'd like to see that stat too.
Exactly right.
Well, that's
some people want to watch it. When I said
I
UFC,
think Fox is actually...
UFC, when two girls went to fight each other, every pub, you couldn't get out. Mate, you couldn't get into pubs. People going to watch it. As I said, it's not my cup of tea. But if that's the fastest growing sport, who are we catering to now?
I don't know about the Nine ratings, but Fox ratings are up, as far as I know, Gordon. It's probably partly down to your commentary.
Oh,
but
pretty
Fox
much.
Ratings are up.
Yeah.
Mate, you're a smart man, Reed.
Yeah.
Boys, that's an excellent raging bull. I just want to interrupt because the Warriors have gone in again.
Reece Walsh.
Reece Walsh has gone over, and that's 28-16, I believe, with a kick to come. Yeah, 28-16, Parramatta lead the Warriors on the Tyre Power scoreboard. Before we go to our break... KO.
Hey, but thanks to Apricity, because they actually want to take over your invoicing, mate. So
do they?
So,
right.
So that's the main reason why they sponsor.
He doesn't invoice. Okay. I thought he got cash.
Now, hang on. That's
mate,
being phased out, all that nonsense.
No, mate, you are an invoicer.
No,
we
that's
know
right.
That.
No, I am. Now, the two lovebirds, Hoops and Kenty, are gone now. They're off together eating, sharing a packet of chicken twisties. And let's just leave that other nonsense. Let
and
that taper
boat.
Off as well.
And a strong boat.
What do they say? Have a drink, then have a water. Drink
yes,
responsibly.
That's right.
Always
right.
Drink responsibly. Mm. Parramatta 28, Warriors 18. Getting a load of emails and tweets supporting the great Reedy today. Arthur Spooner from Reesby says, he loves Hoops, which we all do, but it's been great having Reedy on it. But the only point I was trying to make with Hoops is Hoops didn't come up here because he had to get on a plane and come up here. And Matty Johns, who's almost in a wheelchair, has paid for his own Winnebago to get up
didn't
here.
Didn't Hoops have something else on to be
no,
fair?
He didn't have anything on, mate.
Are you
he
sure?
Just, yeah,
no,
I'm sure.
Okay.
Don't defend him. If you try, hey, you mate, can't white hand him in the ad breaks
good point,
and then try and defend him.
Mate, I'll tell you how much of a soldier Matty Johns, our boss, is at Fox.
Yep. Mm.
Yesterday, he went to the TAB. I had some mates that saw him walking in James Street. He walked into one of the pubs in James Street. He had a walking stick.
That's yeah, I saw
it's
him.
It's in the frame.
I saw
yeah,
it.
It's in the frame.
No, he's walked in with a walking stick with iron. Yeah.
He looks like he's going to turn up on A Current Affair with his face pixelated out, trying to get a combo case. Now, let's talk about a couple of things that are going on. Now, we touched on it a bit with Andrew, but I'm fascinated by this whole expansion bid thing. And now you've got a little bit of information. Now, I believe the lead contenders are the Redcliffe Dolphins and the combined Ipswich...
Brisbane Jets. Yeah.
I don't think they're calling themselves the Redcliffe Dolphins.
No, they've got a name yet.
Yeah, like okay. They're trying to call themselves the Moreton Bay area or something like that.
But the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But it went out to their setup on Thursday, yes. Gordy. You know it well. I mean, amazing setup they've got out there. They've got a 10,000-seat boutique stadium, gym... Aquatic centre. They've got their own shopping centre.
They're very successful. They've been a great club. When you play juniors against them, when I coached like Little West Panthers against them, they've always had great systems. The Michael Crockers.
Artie Beetson.
Well, Artie Beetson, Wally Fulton-Smith, they've always been great. And then I think the Roosters were aligned with them for years, probably because of Arthur's connection.
Yeah.
So they've had so many great players come out of Redcliffe.
There's a photo on the wall.
Tony Staggs.
There's a photo on the wall inside the Leagues Club of Artie. When I think he was 18, their first ever premiership, Artie played as a centre back then. I think it was, yes. I can't remember what year it was. It was
65
or something. It was, I think it was 65. Yeah. Amazing photo of Artie. He looks like GI in the photo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Arthur was probably 15 back then.
Yeah, he probably was.
He lied about his age. So
but,
he
could play. Yeah, they're probably considered the lead, but just because they got so much money as well. I think they got $100 million in assets. But the Brisbane Jets is interesting. They've got a huge junior participation numbers. And that's obviously a big consideration for the NRL at the moment. The other group that's involved is Brisbane East. They're launching on Tuesday. They're launching their bid. The Brisbane Firehawks, they're called. And Shane Richardson is pretty heavily involved with them.
Yeah, well, Richo knows a lot about, you know, I mean, he's been involved in a lot of successful rugby league franchises, both here and overseas.
You know, to all those guys in Sydney that are listening, you know, East is about 10K away from the Broncos.
Yeah.
Ipswich, all those kids have... already got the pathways to go to the Broncos, where you look at the Walters boys and the Langers. Well, you know what I mean? Like, they're all there. And obviously Redcliffe is further away. It's, it's on the other side of the airport. It's about 40 minutes away. And that's a fast-growing area that's heading all the way down to the sunny coast.
Sunny coast,
so
yeah.
Then you'd have the Gold Coast hooked up. You'd have the Sunshine Coast hooked up where the Melbourne Storm are. And you'd have Brisbane. That's if they wanted to go that way.
Yeah, obviously.
And expansion. I'm not for it all. I'm not sort of against it. And it may be not be now, but... you know, we can in the future, because I was in North Queensland and in 95 when the Cowboys come in, it gave guys like Matty Bowen and those guys a chance to play for their community. And when the Broncos came, came in 88 with the Knights and the Gold Coast. What were they, Gold Coast Sea Chargers?
Giants.
Giants. Gold Coast Giants back then, that it gave all the kids a pathway. So I'm not against it, but we got to make sure that we get it right.
My thoughts on it, Gordy, I'm with you. I'm not against it as long as it stacks up. And you know what? I'd have no opposition if it does stack up.
Yeah.
You bring a team in 23, maybe at Redcliffe. In 27, I wouldn't be opposed to having
great
another
leaders.
Team in Brisbane.
Listen to Andrew now.
Yeah.
I trust him. Smart, intelligent guy that was talking about it's got to stack up. He's going to talk to the 16 clubs, I think, which is important. We don't want to steal fans from other players. We don't want to steal their sponsors. We don't want to... And then, for me, it's the talent, the pathways, how many junior kids we go through, what pathways are you having, so you can grow your own and, you know, pick a couple from other clubs that are on the fringes, like a Burton was and, you know, and young Christian Wells that's playing out here. Is it...
Reece Walsh.
I keep on calling him Christian. Fast and one's slow. One can pass, one can't.
If you're a betting man, who's the 2023 team?
Oh, I think Redcliffe are the favourites.
Right.
People think Redcliffe are the favourites just because, for a couple of reasons. One, they've got a hell of a lot of money behind them. Two, they've already got a setup that's ready to go. And three...
So would East, yeah.
And we'll know more about East on Tuesday when they launch their bid, because they've been very quiet.
Yeah, so East are very powerful as well. I remember being great for Junior Rugby League. Always had really strong teams. And they've, you know, Johnny Lang and the Morris boys. So they've had, you know, like a wealth of talent come through there. And Melbourne Storm has been associated with it. So Melbourne would pick a club that has a great culture. And then we all know what Ipswich is a fast-growing area. They've been so supportive of rugby league. It's the heartland of rugby league. But, you know, are they going to steal Broncos fans? Because you'd think everybody in Ipswich would have had a Broncos jersey when Alf was playing.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing with Redcliffe is, Gordy, you know, I think they're the bid that least affects Gold Coast and the Broncos.
Yes.
And they stretch up to the Sunshine Coast, which is, that's their, one of their, they're thinking they'll play some games on the sunny coast. Most of their games at Suncorp, maybe a game at Redcliffe at their current home. And I think they're the bid that probably doesn't affect the existing clubs the most.
All right. Now, can I just ask this question before we move away from expansion? Why are we only talking about this team being based in Brisbane?
Because they're the three bids. That'd be the three strongest bids.
Wouldn't there be interest from Perth, a second New Zealand team perhaps down the track?
Do you still have Twiggy Forrester's number?
I still do. It's in my phone. He's asked me not to hand it out.
Yeah, well, mate.
1-800-TWIGGY, it is. 1-800-TWIGGY. The Twigster.
No, I mean, it's because Brisbane's a heart. Like, Brisbane's the second biggest market for rugby league in the world, and it's only got one team at the moment. And that's why they're looking at Brisbane, because they think, obviously this market needs two. A game at Suncorp every weekend.
Yep.
It's a big enough market to be able to service another team. That's why Brisbane's a priority at the moment.
I came here and I wasn't a Broncos junior. I come from the Dragons. And there are a lot of supporters here that are South Sydney, that are the Dragons, that were supporting the, you know, the Winfield Cup or the New South Wales competition before the Broncos came in. And they didn't change. So there are Parramatta fans. So there's a lot of fans out there that might come and make, you know, the second Brisbane team theirs.
Yeah.
But we've had the crushers here before.
What about this moment here?
Jacob Arthur's
just sealed the game for Parramatta.
Son of Brad.
His dad would be happy.
Yeah, beautiful try too. He had a fair bit of work to do and they get a try.
What position does he play?
Six or seven.
But you could see how many of his teammates came around to congratulate him then. He's clearly a popular member of this squad.
Mm.
Well, didn't the senior players go and say, mate, we want to play with your son? And then, as I said, when he got presented his jersey, he used to lead their fitness and everybody goes, mate, we can't wait to play with you and we're going to look after you today. It was a great speech by their 5'8". His name's
Mitchell
Moses.
Okay.
Brad enjoyed that too.
Yeah. The young bloke gets a try. Jacob Arthur, that'll be the ball game, I would think. The Warriors have had plenty of opportunities, but just at the last hurdle, they throw a forward pass or they knock it on. Or I tell you what, he'd be an NRL coach. We haven't had a chance much to talk about that Sharks-Rabbitohs game. From last night, the Rabbitohs, they look to be cruising through, and then the Sharkies come back, and then in the end the Rabbitohs won it comfortably, so they're back on track, it would seem. The poor old Sharkies have had, I mean, a lot of sides we could say have had a rough start with injury, but they've had all sorts of things, and really it's proving to be a mistake to have sacked the coach after two or three rounds.
Well, I think time will be the judge of that, Maroon. I mean, if Craig Fitzgibbon depends on how Craig Fitzgibbon goes next year as to whether it's a mistake or not. Look, they had a go last night. They're completely out of the game, but they actually had a chance of winning it until I think that Chad Townsend got pulled back, I think, for a crusher for memory.
Yeah.
And that sort of gave South the opportunity to put the game out of reach. They haven't got a lot to play for. They might score here, the Warriors. They've got a lot to play for at the moment, Cronulla, unfortunately. They're not playing well, and they look like one of those sides who the new rules has affected some of their older guys.
Yeah, okay. What about the Rabbitohs, mate? They've put that the drama of the 50-0 behind them. And I don't care for these stats that no team's ever been beaten by 50 and then won the comp. There's always a stat like that, Reedy.
Yeah, and they had a lot of 35% of their salary cap out for that game. Look, they got Latrell back. Latrell's back next week when they play Penrith, I think, for
that's
memory.
Right in Dubbo, yep.
You know, that's a litmus test. There's still a few guys out, but that's a test. We'll get a greater gauge of where South Sydney is after next week, I think.
Okay, there are some big
Poor
games.
Old Fergo, he's in all sorts here. Look, he's cramping up badly.
14 seconds to go. They still lead 34-18. We'll see. Maybe, Gordy, Blake's got to take your idea, mate, and jump straight into a magnesium bath.
Yeah, oh, mate, magnesium. How good is it? Just maybe drink a little bit. Now, what do they drink? Pickle juice or something?
Pickle juice, they did.
Yeah,
too,
pickle juice. So
beetroot
like they run,
juice?
Yeah, so they run on and have a big... You
what
know,
happened to salt tablets, Gordy? They still take salt tablets?
I'm not too sure. I was flat out drinking water.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I mean, there's water in the beer, isn't there, after all, Gordy?
Well, most of the time.
Okay, so...
Over there,
get us a 4X card, make it a double.
It's all over. Parramatta 34, Warriors 18. So Parramatta continue on their winning way. And Jacob Arthur, the son of Brad, gets a try. Absolutely wonderful to see his old man, who couldn't really control his emotions up there in the coach's box.
No, he was pretty excited, wasn't he, Brad? He got emotional talking about Jacob yesterday. And as Gordy mentioned...
Oh, mate, it's a great moment. Like,
yeah, it's
you
a
know,
great
like
story.
When I saw Kevy, you know, just hand his jersey to his son, but to coach his son, it'd be like a really good moment. It's huge, and I love that for the game.
Do you know, Gordy, is Billy Walters still the plan for Billy Walters to come back to Brisbane?
I'm not too sure. I keep on hearing that.
Yeah.
You know, but he's at the Tigers at the moment, and where they're at, they wouldn't be letting anybody go. I think it's all hands on deck.
I think Billy will be back here next year, though.
Yeah. Could be.
It's a good, though, thing for the Broncos, who are not used to being unsuccessful. I haven't won the premiership since 2006, the Broncos, but as you point out, they signed Katoni Staggs, they signed Adam Reynolds, now they start to get a bit of momentum. So, well, look, next year we've got Katoni, we've got Adam Reynolds, this guy's going to be fit again, Kevy's had a season there.
Yeah, and I think most people think they've got a decent forward pack. At times it hasn't fired and played as well as it could have, but you know, with a decent halves combination, there's a bit of promise in Herbie Farnworth. You know, they've got some talent there. They just need to flesh it out with a few more signings.
Yeah, so they got a halfback. They probably need to get a fullback.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like Izako, but it's proven that he's a winger.
Yep.
You know, like, as much the ball-running fullback, when he doesn't break a lot of tackles, he's got no kick on his game, he's got no three-on-two, so you think that that'd be a position that they try to strengthen as well.
Okay, we've got. We might go to the audio here because we've got Jacob Arthur, son of Brad, being interviewed. Thanks to Fox.
So it's a dream come true. I'm so grateful for the opportunity and for all the boys helping me out along the way. They put so much time and effort into me. It's unbelievable.
Jacob, how did it feel? Obviously, Dad upstairs. He was pretty excited when you scored that try. You had Mum and the family in the crowd. It must be a really good feeling. A dream come true.
Yeah, definitely. Some of my mates have drove down 10 hours to come watch me play. So. Can't thank them enough.
Jake, it's Cooper Cronk. Congratulations on the debut, but just give yourself a chance here. This is your try-scoring first try on debut in an NRL game. Talk us through it. What about the emotion of it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Can't put it into words. Just you dream about those things and unreal for it to happen.
So you had limited preparation too. We saw before the game, Mitchell Moses was talking you through the game plan, it seemed, before the game. Was he a huge support leading into this afternoon's game?
Yeah, Mitchell's been helping me all year. The time he's put into me is so good. Yeah, he's just... I only had one session with him, but they helped me out so much.
And what about nerves, mate? Obviously, who was more nervous, you, Dad, or Mum? Tell me.
Definitely Dad. That's a lot.
Well, Jake, it's wonderful to see you in the game, and you are now Parramatta Eel number 815. Keep that jersey. Remember this day. Hold on to the feeling and give our love to your family.
Good on you, Vonnie. Good on you, Jacob. There it is, courtesy of Fox League, Jacob Arthur. Well, I suppose, Gordy, what we have to be careful of now is we saw the situation a fortnight ago with Zach Sini, who had a blinder. All week he's the cult hero. He's in every newspaper. He's on every show. It can come crack. Good on you, Vonnie. Good on you, Jacob. There it is, courtesy of Fox League, Jacob Arthur. Well, I suppose, Gordy, what we have to be careful of now is we saw the situation a fortnight ago with Zach Sini, who had a blinder. All week he's the cult hero. He's in every newspaper. He's on every show. It can come crashing down so quickly, Reedy.
Yeah, well, Dylan Brown will be back eventually. I can't remember how long Dylan Brown was out for. Was it three weeks?
I thought it was 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. So, you know, he'll get the chance to back up next week. And, you know, he's in a good team. That's what helps. You know, Zach Sini is in the Tigers team that hasn't been consistent week to week. Parramatta have been consistent week to week this season. He's got Mitchell Moses beside him, Gutho at the back. You know, Reed Marnie's playing good footy. He's surrounded by good players, and that helps.
Okay, well, Parramatta have had a win there. We'll take a look at the live ladder very shortly. We've got the next big game coming up. We'll have that game for you live on the Triple M Network. Dan's going to call it for you. Melbourne and the Dragons. You wouldn't think that the Dragons, the best intentions, they're probably not going to win this afternoon.
Yeah, but, oh, and the Storm are down on troops, so I think there's a few out. I think Munster's out, as Harry Grant's out, but Pappenhausen's in.
Yeah.
So, like, they've got a few out. So it gives the Dragons a little bit more of a chance, but you think that Melbourne will be far too strong.
Ready?
Yeah, well, Pappenhausen's obviously a big in for them, but Gordy's right. I mean, Munster and Grant, two good footy
big
players. You know, but Melbourne, their standards really drop, Gordy. No. Even
defensively, they're still going to make them work so hard. Obviously, you know, their kicking game of Melbourne will drop slightly, their creativity around the ruck and out wide with Munster and Harry Grant. But, God, the Melbourne, you just can't tip against them.
No, it's impossible.
No matter who puts on a Melbourne Storm jersey, they go there to do their job.
You know, Nicho Hynes has moved to sixth to play alongside Jerome Hughes. He's been pretty good this
year,
Nicho.
Jerome has been outstanding. Yeah. But we caught his game on Triple M Live on Anzac Day. It was one of the best performances of any halves of the year. He was outstanding.
Since he re-signed with them, his game's gone to another level, Jerome Hughes.
Absolutely it has.
All right, boys, what do you make of the Dragons this year so far? Well, they're sitting in sixth position at the moment. Manly is starting to really make some ground on them now. They're hot and cold, aren't they? I can't get a handle on the Dragons.
Well, they started well, and then they sort of hit a bit of a wall the past month or so. Obviously had a win last week, but, you know, it's a big test for them today because Melbourne will keep them, they'll hold them to account. Melbourne will test them, even with those players out, and the Dragons, they need to stand up and show they've turned the corner again because, as I said, they've been great the last month or so.
And then the following game, of course, it's Gordy's Gold Coast Titans up against the Panthers. Isaan Masters is now at the Gold Coast Titans and he will start in the centres alongside Brian Kelly. That's the first.
Toto's out, Kikau's out, Cleary's getting rested. Fisher-Harris.
Well,
Fisher-Harris is only going to play the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that might be all he has to play. But on paper, they do look too good, Panthers. What are your thoughts on this one?
Mate, well, they're just so classy. And Gold Coast, at the moment, I don't know which one's going to turn up. If they come and throw the ball around and we watch them start well and they can get off and they can trouble any side with their attack. But it's when they don't have the ball, they don't have the momentum, you know, when their starters go off, their bench comes on, you know, it seems to drop a little bit and it's going to be a big challenge for them today.
Gordy, yeah. So I was going to say, Gordy, I don't know whether you can talk about this, but I reckon the Gold Coast, I'm surprised they didn't enter the race for Adam Reynolds. I think they need a half.
Yeah, well, they might have. I don't know. I think they might be happy with their system. They might be happy with their young kid like South Sydney.
They've got a kid called Sexton, right, coming through.
Yeah, so like, look, I don't know, and I'm not over all the decisions and the whole Titans roster, but you would think that, like South, there's a young kid coming through and they're biting their time, and Ash Taylor, this is his last year, I think, isn't it? So they go, okay, well, we're going to wait, and we've got some other players that we want to sign up, and this young kid's going to come through next year, and that's who we're backing.
Yeah, well, they can score a try, the Titans, can't they?
Yeah. Can't they score? It's got to turn up defensively against Penrith. You can't give away easy points because once you do and the scoreboard pressure has has sort of mounted on them. They haven't been able to hold off.
Okay, so we're going to go with Melbourne Storm all up into the Panthers to win that one. Some big games coming up next week from Dubbo. South will play Penrith, so that's a massive weekend for the people listening through Triple M Dubbo. I think we've got tickets to give away at our Triple M outlet there as well, Triple M Dubbo. And, of course, the other big game, the one we're all looking forward to and we're calling, is the Parramatta Manly game. So before we go, don't forget to enjoy a CC and dry. How about we stack your fridge full of refreshing CC and dries? If you've got an evening with friends or family coming up, tell us what it is and why you want to share your fridge full of CC to be in the running to get your fridge stocked with the beautiful CC Stock My Fridge. ccstockmyfridge.com.au. We all love a CC. Gordy, you love it.
I love them.
Absolutely.
I love them. They're so good on ice. Get them on tap.
Reedy, you were so
big
good.
Fan.
We've got to get you on this show more. You're absolutely. And you turn up in a suit. I mean, honestly. Oh, no. Hoops turns up in the t-shirts he stole from Triple M. You turn up in a suit. Yeah. Well, we'll let you go. We'll let you two go, Gordy.
I think that's David Hart gave him that suit.
We'll then hand you over to Dan and the call team. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.